This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game day from the link. We're at Pepsi Plaza. If you get here early, please stop by. The pregame show will be on from this very spot right after us. Pregame show with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. Who am I forgetting? Anybody? That's about it, right?
Yep.
That's about it.
Did you say Ruben Frank?
Ruben Frank.
Joe Giglio?
No Ruben this year?
No Ruben. This year? Okay.
Yeah. I did mention Giglio. Yeah.
Spadaro.
Spuds still stop over for a segment?
Scoops
stop over. Talk to Merrill. Yep. I don't know. All that stuff.
Yep. So always a Merrill check-in. Yeah.
Always a Merrill check-in. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. How many points will the Eagles beat the Cowboys by tonight? Three scores, two scores, one touchdown, or a field goal? Two scores leading it. At 53.7%. One touchdown at 25.1%. Three scores at 11%. And then a field goal, 9.7. The field goal is the classic win, but we're mad about it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
This
is the field goal game.
Yeah.
You think people will be upset if it's a field goal game?
So
if it's in the low 20s, yes.
Yeah, I think people's happiness, aside from a win, people's happiness about tonight's game will be determined by how the offense looks. I think everyone is expecting the defense to not that we can't, you know, have a meltdown about it tomorrow. But I think in general, everybody is expecting the defense to start slow. I think if the offense doesn't look great, mm-hmm. you know, if they win 37-34, right. I think everyone will be thrilled that we scored a bunch of points. I think the real litmus test to how upset people are tomorrow, even after a win, will be how the offense looks.
Wow, I'm going to be surprised at that. I would look at it the other way.
Really?
I mean, that's the way I would look at it.
Yep.
I would almost have confidence that the offense is going to be okay as long as they're healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they get off to a slow start or they look rusty, if the players are healthy, I still have confidence in those players. There are a lot more question marks on the defensive side of the ball. And if this Dallas offense comes in here and puts up 30-plus points on this defense, I'd be a little concerned.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean,
I'd be a little concerned. We're talking about the pass rush and coverage.
Yep, absolutely. 215-592-9494. Now, it is game day, and we need to know what the weather's going to be like for banner night. And the worst person to ask is the official meteorologist of the WIP Afternoon Show. That is Tornado Shapiro, already laughing. Tornado!
Hey! Fella, you know what it is, game day. You know, I guess we're all just like the NFL. Who doesn't like to sneak in a little action on a Thursday night? Come on. Tonight we raise the banner. 2025 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And Tornado Shapiro will be on hand to make sure that banner is well hung. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, I'll start start out with a little something for Jack Spritzy, because I know he likes the Wayback Machine, just to give you a feel for what it was like the last time the Cowboys smelled the Super Bowl. In 1996, Bill Belichick was 44 years old, and his girlfriend was 5 years away from being born. Come on!
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that is stunning,
that puts
actually.
It in perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember because I was working in Dallas-Fort Worth in the late 90s at WDLS, the Cow Pie. We had a weather gal by the name of Eager Ellie Emerson. And let me tell you, Emerson Big Haystacks. Ellie performed a little country music. She was in a band down there. She played the harmonica like nobody's business. Did you know that another name for the harmonica is a mouth organ?
Okay.
That's wow. True. Some people call it a licking stick, too.
Nobody
can. All right.
All right.
Ellie just wanted to make beautiful music. Clear and cool tonight. 70 degrees at kickoff. Wind out of the south, 11 miles an hour, but fragrant. We were out at one of Ellie's shows at a place called the Horny Haystack. I'd like to find a needle in there. Hello. One night it was me, Ike, Ty Detmer, Mike Mamula, Nate Newton, Billy Bates, Don Meredith, and Don Pollock.
Wow.
And we ran into quite a crew that night. We ran into Michael Irvin, who took us down to the infamous White House outside the Cowboys practice facility. I'm talking eye candy, nose candy, moonshine, beef jerky, women, men, anything you wanted. Ike and I waited outside because we didn't want to go to jail that night. Right, Ike?
That's right.
You know what's actually nice is Jerry finally made up with Jimmy Johnson. They were teammates at the University of Arkansas. You know, I met both of them at the Razorback Hunting, Fishing, and Groping Club.
Groping Club, huh?
It's actually the same place the cheese dip was invented. A lot of people don't know that. That's when I was working in Arkansas at WARK, the Hog. Weather girl by the name of Cow Patty. She wasn't much to look at, but she got tossed around a bit.
Okay. Oh, my God.
By the way, did you know the Dallas weather girls wear Dallas socks?
They wear what?
They wear Dallas socks.
All right. You're pandering now. Wow. Can we just get a forecast from you?
Yeah. Just a beautiful, clear night for football. 75 degrees for the first half. Second half, you're on your own. 50% chance of showers. 50-50 shot of lightning. 50 shot of Jerry's son, Steven, retires before Jerry does. And a 100% chance that Jerry will be drunk and Dallas will be eliminated from the playoffs before halftime. You can take that to the bank, friend. The most accurate forecast in the country. The name is Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
There he is, Tornado, with a good one, a very dirty one, and also a very pandering one to the Eagles fans.
Really is.
Wow.
They kind of give a real forecast for the first half.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe, Ike, you were out there with Nate Newton and Don Pollock.
It was a big crew.
Ty Detmer, Mike Mamula.
Mike Mamula.
Yep.
Don Maynard. Yeah. Everybody, man.
Yeah. Eye candy, nose candy, moonshine, women, men, beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
So there was a report today from one Adam Schefter that before Michael Parsons was eventually traded to the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles made a call and pushed to try to trade for Micah Parsons. Ike, what are your thoughts on the Eagles making an attempt to go get Micah Parsons?
Not surprised. Am not surprised at all. A player of that caliber, it becomes available. The Eagles are going to call. Every team should call. But realistically, some teams didn't call because you didn't have the cap space or the money to even sign Micah Parsons once you got him to your team. But the Eagles, according to Adam Schefter, may have put in a better offer than the Green Bay Packers.
Because he said the Cowboys would not trade Micah Parsons to the Eagles.
Yes. Which I said from the beginning to Jerry Jones, he ain't that stupid.
Yeah.
After what Saquon just did, here, like coming from the Giants.
Yep.
There's no way he's sending Michael Parsons to the Eagles.
Yeah, can you? By the way, the Saquon, before we get back to the Micah thing, Saquon was just. I know that Giants fans have generally let that whole thing go. And Saquon rushing for 2,000 yards, winning the Super Bowl was a lot.
Yeah.
But then Saquon gets named the number one player in the NFL.
Man.
This is just like.
And the Prime documentary is coming out,
yep,
too.
Yeah, a documentary coming out next month of Saquon. It's just, that's a lot, you know, to let a guy go to your division rival, and then he gets named the best player in football.
And salt in the wound is that he wants to eliminate his existence as a Giant and be known as an Eagle.
As an Eagle. Yep. 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 Absolutely.
Like, that's salt in the wound there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
So
that's tough.
They made him the number two overall pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wants nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
I have to be honest.
By the way, it wasn't that GM that drafted
him. It was a different GM. Yeah. Yep.
Gettleman.
Something about the Micah Parsons thing doesn't smell right to me for the Eagles thing.
What do you mean?
Well, all we got told the entire offseason. Howie said it. Jeff Lurie said it. Then every Eagles beat writer fell in line and said the same thing, mm-hmm. that the reason they weren't spending money in the offseason is because they had to save up their money for spending it in the future. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of big contracts coming, right? We heard Jalen Carter's going to have to get paid. Nolan Smith's going to have to get paid. Eventually, Quinion Mitchell's going to have to get paid. They're going to have to do a new contract for Jalen Hurts. And because of this, not only did we not participate in free agency in any like big meaningful way, mm-hmm. but even guys like, it'd be kind of nice to have Isaiah Rodgers right now. He costs $4 million a year.
Yeah,
they let Oren Burks go, who was pretty good for him last year, for $1.5 million a year. Like, they bargain bin shopped the entire offseason in a Super Bowl year because they did not, they said they would not, they had to pay their own guys. So then we hear that they reach out to trade for Micah Parsons, who not only will be making a lot of money, just got a contract for $47 million a year. Mm-hmm. Both things can't be true. Like, it either there's money or there's not money. And if there is money, then I would tell you, I think they try to get a little too cute this offseason. They try to get a little too cute, not shoring up positions they knew they needed to shore up. Because if they felt like they were set on edge, they wouldn't have tried to trade for Micah Parsons. So I guess what I'm saying is, mm-hmm. either they weren't honest in maybe Howie called the Cowboys just to screw with the Cowboys and ask for Micah Parsons. I don't know, but I just don't. If they really called about Micah Parsons, I don't want to hear money from any beat writer ever again as a reason that they can't sign somebody. Because if they can go get a guy and sign him for a $47 million contract from both a financial perspective in terms of money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And also cap, then, what are we talking about?
But the player has to be worth it.
Well, for sure, but they like, didn't.
So for instance, if we believe that the Eagles should have and would have been in on Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, those guys were going to cost that type of money, and we still wanted the Eagles to go do it.
Trey Hendrickson signed for 1 year.
Yeah, but but maybe they don't look at a 30-year-old the same way they would a 25-year-old Michael Parsons. That's all I'm saying is maybe they look at a player and say he's worth doing it for. The other guys, they made Josh Sweat take a pay cut. They drafted Milton Williams in the third round. They wanted to re-sign Milton Williams. They weren't going to give Milton Williams that type of money. Isaiah Rodgers, I would have brought him back as well. I don't know.
There were just margin moves, I felt like, for $8 million for 1 year or $10 million for 1 year. And, like, everybody just sort of went on the company line with, oh, they can't spend it. Like, I hear you.
Because it's funny money, and most of us don't know how to manipulate the salary cap like they do.
For sure, but what it kept coming back was, and this is something Elliot kept saying, is cap isn't an issue, it's actual cash. It's actual money. Okay. And if it's actual money, and you're willing to go spend $47 million a year on Michael Parsons, it's just like, I guess I would say, I don't want to hear, if there's a player available that we think can help the Eagles, that is a really good player, I don't think money can be an excuse if also you're willing to go and trade for Michael Parsons.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And I think you can hem and haw every and you know, everyone took the money excuse for CJGJ. That was obviously not true. They just didn't want CJGJ here. And that's fine. They can make that decision about their locker room, whatever. But in terms of the rest of the way they handled the offseason, like,
but do we believe they would have been in on, or were they in on those other guys that I brought up? Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Pittsburgh didn't. Yeah. We only found out about this because Shefty got it, but maybe they called Pittsburgh to see if they want to do something with T.J. Watt. Yeah. Maybe they called Cleveland.
Well, and ultimately got those guys didn't get traded anyway.
They didn't get traded anyway.
Yep. 215-592-9494. It is. Oh, okay. No, it's just people excited going into the parking lot. I have to tell
entering
you.
Entering the lots.
I've been, you know, lived in Philadelphia, born here, lived here almost every year of my life, right? Been to a lot of Eagles games.
You lived in New York for a while.
Yeah. 3 years.
And Chicago.
3 years.
And Southern California.
2 years.
And Northern New York.
1 year. 3 years. Most of my life, I say. Some of us went away for college.
I left nowhere. I didn't leave the area.
Yeah.
And Ike's from Cincinnati.
Ike is from Cincinnati. So I have more years than
both of us.
I never left.
Yeah, but I still have more years than you. I guess what I'm going to say is I've been to a lot of Eagles games. I am never not surprised by people waiting in line to get into the parking lot 6 hours before a game.
No, every year.
I got here at noon, and I'm like, wow, there's a huge line of cars out here.
Yeah.
What are they? Oh, they're just waiting to get into the parking lot for a game that doesn't start until 8 o'clock.
18th year doing this.
It's unbelievable.
It's the same every game day.
Dude, it is unbelievable. And I remember you mentioned living in New York. So the Giants fans on staff at WFAN told me how great the tailgate scene was at MetLife.
Oh, man.
So I go there.
That can't be
not
true.
Even close.
Yeah,
well, so I go there, and I'm like, guys, are you serious?
Well, yeah, that can't be true.
This is, first of all, it's not scary at all, and it's not real tailgating unless you're a little bit scared walking through the parking lot. Like, when you have to drive through this parking lot when it's halfway full, the people look at you like you're the problem. In a parking lot driving, you're the problem.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that at MetLife.
No.
MetLife was totally calm. Everybody was nice. When they're wearing Eagle stuff, nobody cared, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're not getting that here.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City, you're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Clay?
Hey, man. I'm sorry I got you on speaking.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oof. Well, at least you corrected yourself.
Yeah, pause.
All right, yeah.
Ooh.
12-5.
We wanted to do a buzz report card every time we were on remote and he's producing.
Well, he said he was locked in.
Yeah, well, you could tell early.
Not locked in, was at all.
Yeah, not even close.
Clay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
guys.
All right. What do you got for an Eagles record?
So a couple things. First of all, I got 12-5.
Okay.
And I do think, and you know, you asked where the losses are going to come from. I think we lose to at least one of these AFC West teams. I hope it's not the Chiefs being right here in Kansas City. I also think they're going to lose a couple games in that Vikings, Packers, Lions.
Yep.
Those are going to be some tough games just because you don't play them that often and they're going to be up to play the Eagles. I think it's going to be real hard to go beat the Bills late in December in Buffalo. And I also think
that's going to be
they're going to lose a divisional game. I don't know which one. Hopefully not tonight. But I think they're going to lose. I actually think they're going to win tonight pretty handily just because I think they're way better than Dallas. Shill made a really good point. You got to look at it. Every team has flaws. You know, I mean, we're not perfect, but, you know, I'm as concerned about Dory Jackson as anybody. But, I mean, every team has some holes and some flaws. But, I mean, we're just deep and athletic on defense. And I think, you know, some of these guys that – I mean, I'm really excited to see Mora Ajomo be in the defensive tackle rotations. Ike, I don't know how you feel about that, but I think he's got a lot of ability.
Yeah, listen, I'm excited for all those young guys up front. I don't know exactly what to predict it's going to look like, with the exception of Jalen Carter, who I know is a monster up front. I know he's a monster. I got no questions about him.
And it's earn a contract year for Jalen Carter, too.
I just don't know what the other guys are going to look out. And I've said this. I'm more concerned about the edges and how long does it take for us as edge rushers, edge run defenders, to sort of solidify ourselves as top 11 players on a starting defense. Like, how long do they – before they assimilate themselves as serviceable guys up there to difference makers? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but, you know,
how long will that take?
They've got big time – they got big program talent. I mean,
sure.
I watch Makuba a lot at Texas. That kid can play, man.
Yeah.
He's not going to – like the game is going to move real fast because it's the NFL, but it's not going to move that much faster for him than it did for a kid like Jalen Sump that came here from, I don't know, what was the NAIA he was playing or something. I mean, you know, Jahad Campbell is not going to be overwhelmed by the speed. You know, and then you look at the offensive line. The
could
offensive
be by the size, though.
Well, yeah, they're much bigger.
That's true.
As fast, just like 30% bigger. Yeah.
One more real quick thing. You know, Eagles fans get a lot of flack. I know Ferguson said the stuff about, but it was funny when you guys were doing the deal yesterday, I was thinking of the Eagles-Chiefs game in 2005. I don't think you were on the team. I think you was. The Chiefs got up real big in that game, and I was there with my new wife, and I was in Eagles gear, and I was getting heckled something terrible. And the Eagles came back and won that game. And I think you was on that team. And I know T.O. was because T.O. caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a lot of Eagles fans still in that stadium, but all those Chiefs fans left. And I'm going to be there in a couple weeks, and I hope that happens again.
Let me ask you, Clay, one question. What is the temperature in Kansas City about the Chiefs? I wonder if there is a – if there's a thought around the league, like, I don't know, maybe this run is like – maybe there will be downtime for them. Or what is the expectation for the Chiefs in Kansas City?
I'm in a 12-team fantasy football league, and the other 11 guys are diehard Chiefs fans. And I will tell you that during the draft, I heard a lot of, I don't know about Kelsey. He's getting old. And, you know, just think there is a level of concern like I've never heard before. That said, guys, I actually think that – I think they're kind of pissed off about what happened in the Super Bowl. And I think they're going to have a really good season. Now, you asked for a prediction. I do. I agree with Shield. I think it's Buffalo's year. I really do think Buffalo's going to be hard to deal with for just about everybody. And if I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be Buffalo. But the Chiefs are going to be there, man, because they got 15. You got 15, you're in everything. So, you guys have a great night, man. Take care.
All right, Clay.
Did Buffalo do anything interesting this offseason?
No.
So
they re-signed a running back.
It's just a trendy.
Well,
it is.
It's just trendy.
I mean, the receivers aren't great.
I'll say this as a guy who thinks Josh Allen's really good.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, like Josh Allen, I'm not saying he's as good as Steph Curry. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is there's this thing. Steph Curry's a great player, one of the best players I've ever seen. But Steph Curry was never a guy, even though he ended up winning a Finals MVP, that it's like, oh no, at the end of the game, oh no, Steph Curry. He was never that kind of guy. He was a great player, and he was so good that they ended up winning championships because he made everyone around him that much better. You know, Draymond Green doesn't have the career he has. Josh Allen is a great player. He has been really good in the playoffs, but at a certain point, like the end of that Chiefs game last year, he's going to have to, in one of these games, go have like the Josh Allen game,
mm-hmm.
and go and win the game himself in the last couple minutes of a game. Because as good as he is, and you look at his history, and it's not like he doesn't choke in the playoffs. He plays well.
Well, it's kind of like LeBron, right?
Similar to LeBron, same way, is that will he make the right play? He will. He's smart. He's talented. He doesn't choke. Now, LeBron choked. I don't think Josh Allen.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, LeBron choked. Josh Allen's never choked, but he's also never like just in the playoffs gone in that game.
I'll say this.
Yep.
Right down the road, say the same thing about that dude in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he got the same stuff
even
on
worse.
The line,
yes.
Stuff to prove.
Yep.
Great quarterback. Like.
Yeah, even more.
They're going to clash in that AFC title game.
Hey, I'm excited for the. I want to see one of those guys break through.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be great.
Then you got Yoda over there, who has all the Jedi mind tricks, and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yep. Yeah.
Because they have the winning edge on those guys psychologically.
Yeah, like it's like with us in the Mets. It's like, oh no, we got to go to Arrowhead.
Right, yeah.
You know, the first thing is make
sure Burrow's the only one that's not afraid of Arrowhead.
Yes. They're afraid of him.
He plays in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That's hard enough to overcome.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I agree with you on Lamar. The difference between Lamar and Josh Allen is, like, Lamar might choke in the playoffs. Like Josh Allen doesn't. Lamar has been.
I will say he played well in that Buffalo game.
He did.
Mark Andrews dropped that damn ball.
Yep. 215.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Mike Mayock joins us.
Yes.
Mayock back for another season.
Mayo.
Thank God we got Mayock.
With a real mic.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not going to screwing up University of North Carolina football.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, GM my ass.
Y'all, wow.
41-14. Go GM some more.
Yeah. Embiid's the GOAT.
Yep, Embiid is the GOAT. What are you doing, Mike? We're not even taking your calls, buddy. We got Mayock. 205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.